Tensions between India and Pakistan have peaked following recent terrorist attacks in Kashmir, and war between the two nuclear-armed nations is now unfolding. India has launched precise missile strikes on Pakistani territory, while Pakistan has shot down several Indian fighter jets and drones. Following a series of military exchanges and strong political statements, tensions between India and Pakistan have recently escalated. Based on past patterns, both countries may avoid full-scale war and instead continue with limited targeted strikes. Over the last decade, India and Pakistan have often managed their military confrontations carefully to prevent further escalation. However, current rhetoric from both sides remains intense, with neither showing a willingness to step back. Islamabad have vowed a strong response to India's recent missile strikes, which it labeled an act of war. Pakistan's defense minister, Khwaja Asif, warned that the country will defend itself as long as it faces attacks, though he also expressed a desire to end the tensions, provided that India pulls back. In an aerial battle, Pakistan reportedly shot down 5 Indian jets, including Russian-made MiG-29 and Su-30 aircraft, as well as French Mirage fighters. Additionally, Pakistan claims to have downed many Israeli-made Harop drones used by the Indian military. In India, the public has largely supported the government's military action, seeing it as a strong move by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The opposition and some members of Modi's administration praised the strikes, and the defense ministry emphasized that India has shown restraint but is ready for stronger action if needed. Globally, concern is growing as two nuclear-armed neighbors exchange threats. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for restraint, warning that the world cannot afford a military conflict between India and Pakistan. US President Donald Trump described the rising tension as shameful and hoped for a quick solution. China, a major ally and investor in Pakistan, also urged both sides to avoid further escalation. On the ground, civilians in both countries are preparing for the worst. In Pakistani-controlled Kashmir, families have reinforced their homes, finalized evacuation plans, and stored essential medicines. Hospitals are stocking up and students are being taught first aid. Meanwhile, India held its first civil defense drill since 1971, which included blackout exercises and evacuation training. At the heart of the crisis lies the decades-old Kashmir conflict. The dispute dates back to 1947, when British India was divided to India and Pakistan. A UN-mediated ceasefire in 1949 established the line of control, splitting the region between the two nations. Several wars have since occurred over this contested area. India accuses Pakistan of supporting militant groups, particularly since the 1990s Kashmir insurgency. Pakistan denies this, saying it only offers diplomatic and moral support to Kashmiris seeking autonomy. Tensions worsened in 2019 when India revoked Kashmir's special autonomy. Despite internal pressure for bilateral talk, neither side is willing to negotiate, as doing so is seen as a sign of national weakness. This ongoing reluctance to compromise continues to fuel one of the most dangerous disputes in the region.